William Urey's life-changing phone call. On a cold January night in 1977, William Urey got a phone call that would change his life forever. In his small rented room, he had no idea that this conversation with Professor Roger Fisher would set him on a new path. This call was an invitation to the field of conflict resolution, where Urey would soon make a big impact by showing how to turn arguments into opportunities for peace and cooperation. Conflict resolution is based on the idea that how people talk during arguments can either make things worse or help solve problems. Instead of focusing on past issues, it emphasizes finding solutions for the present and future, leading to better understanding and agreement. This method isn't just for big global talks but also works for everyday disagreements, providing a guide to respect different viewpoints and create harmony. A path to growth and innovation. Urey believes that conflict is a natural part of human society, arising from different viewpoints and interests. Instead of seeing conflict as a problem, we can view it as a chance for growth, learning, and innovation. This new perspective shows conflict as an opportunity to strengthen relationships, encourage creativity, and drive social progress. The idea of possibilism supports this approach. Possibilism is the belief that humans can turn conflict into something positive. Urey's conflict resolution method focuses on being curious, creative, and working together to change conflict from harmful to helpful. The power of possibilism. In 1906, when Urey's grandfather Eddie was just 13 years old, he made a challenging journey from Warsaw, which was then part of the Russian Empire, to America. This journey, which Urey calls possibilism, wasn't just about escaping oppression but also about seeing beyond obstacles to find opportunities. Eddie's progress from being a window washer to becoming an innovator in the steel industry teaches an important lesson. While many see barriers, possibilists see potential pathways. This mindset of finding and seizing opportunities amid difficulties is what possibilism is all about. Eddie's story serves as a guide for addressing today's conflicts with a focus on possibilities. By adopting a possibilist mindset, you can change your interactions and results, whether in personal disagreements or larger social and political issues. Every challenge hides an opportunity. William Urey's three victories. When a friend challenged Urey to sum up his extensive conflict resolution experience in one sentence, he drew inspiration from Eddie's example of overcoming obstacles with innovation and possibility. After much thought, Urey came up with, "The path to possible is to go to the balcony, build a golden bridge, and engage the third side, all together, all at once." This concept connects to Eddie's life lessons and outlines a clear approach to handling conflicts. It introduces William Urey's three victories. Gaining perspective and self-control, the balcony, finding solutions that meet everyone's needs, the golden bridge, and getting community support to create new opportunities, the third side. These strategies form a solid method for resolving conflicts, highlighting the need for self-reflection, bridging gaps, and involving the community. The three victories work together to change the direction of any conflict. They represent a way of interacting with others that can turn difficult situations into manageable ones. Conflict resolution through going to the balcony. Going to the balcony is a powerful way to handle conflicts by taking a step back to think clearly. It involves three main actions: pausing, zooming in, and zooming out, each helping in different ways. First, pausing means taking a moment to calm down and think before reacting. This break helps you move from a knee-jerk reaction to a thoughtful response. For example, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Vasily Arkhipov, a senior naval officer, paused and thought carefully instead of reacting impulsively when his submarine was under attack. Despite the intense pressure to launch a nuclear torpedo, which could have started a nuclear war, Arkhipov chose to stay calm and consider the bigger picture. His choice to pause, rather than act out of fear or anger, shows how a moment of calm thinking can change not just the situation at hand, but even the course of history. The power of pausing, zooming in, and zooming out in conflict resolution. Taking a pause helps you control your emotions and consider the bigger picture and future impact of your actions. This simple yet powerful practice allows you to handle conflicts with a clearer and more focused mind, leading to more thoughtful and positive outcomes. After pausing, zooming in means taking a closer look at your personal goals and needs. This involves digging deeper into your immediate desires to uncover what truly matters. Ask yourself, "What do I want?" This introspection goes beyond surface level, wants to identify the core needs behind your position in the conflict. For example, parents choosing a surgeon for their child's critical surgery initially felt repelled by the doctor's insensitive remarks. However, after reflection, they prioritize their child's health over their first impressions. This shift from a reactive stance to focusing on their core need, ensuring their daughter's well-being, helped them see past their initial impressions and build a decade-long relationship with the surgeon. Finally, zooming out means broadening your perspective to understand the larger context. This wider view can reveal the connections between different stakeholders, hidden dynamics, or long-term effects that aren't visible when your focus is too narrow. Your BATNA in negotiations. Zooming out helps you find your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA. It clarifies how to meet your needs outside of the negotiation's outcome. This approach encourages you to think about fulfilling your core desires independently of what happens in the negotiation. By looking at all possible outcomes, even the worst ones, you can plan better. This improves your negotiating position and shifts focus from just winning to finding mutual benefits. These steps guide you through conflicts by combining self-reflection with smart planning. They show why it's crucial to understand your own goals and the bigger picture of the conflict. Bridges in conflict resolution. Constructing a golden bridge is a powerful way to turn conflicts into collaborations. It involves three key actions: listening, creating, and attracting. This method aims to bridge gaps in understanding and interests, transforming relationships and outcomes positively. By addressing conflicts this way, difficult situations can become opportunities for constructive change and lasting peace. Listening is more than just hearing, it's about deeply understanding others' viewpoints, needs, and emotions. This empathetic engagement is crucial for gaining insights and promoting trust. It involves empathy, the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and strategic empathy, especially important in difficult situations. It encourages you to listen even when it's challenging, creating opportunities to change perspectives by genuinely grasping where others are coming from. This type of listening can significantly reshape how conflicts unfold, making it a vital skill for effectively navigating and resolving disagreements. Internal listening. Listening goes beyond comprehending others. It also requires self-awareness and reflection. Before you can truly listen to others, you must first listen to yourself, acknowledging your own feelings, biases, and assumptions. This internal listening paves the way for authentic interactions with others, promoting real dialogue and showing a fundamental respect for their humanity. In this context, listening isn't just a tool for solving conflicts, it's also a demonstration of respect and a crucial step toward building connections. Using creativity in resolving conflicts involves not just precise analysis but also imaginative thinking. This means being open to brainstorming without criticism, allowing for unconventional ideas to surface. By creating a collaborative environment where ideas can be refined and evaluated positively, creativity becomes crucial in bridging differences. This approach leads to solutions that honor everyone's needs and values, transforming conflict into opportunities for reconciliation. Agreement through collaboration and active listening. To bring parties to agreement, it's essential to move from confrontation to collaboration. This requires creating an environment that encourages voluntary agreement. This strategy emphasizes the importance of listening actively to all involved parties to promote mutual understanding and respect. By addressing the underlying interests, negotiators can explore innovative solutions that simplify the path to agreement. Trust plays a crucial role in resolving conflicts, transforming tense negotiations into productive discussions and agreements. It involves taking small, meaningful steps that show goodwill and a willingness to understand each other's viewpoints. These actions, often referred to as little kisses, are initial gestures that build rapport and trust. By creating a list of actions both sides can take to signal openness to dialogue, negotiators can strengthen their relationship gradually. This approach highlights that trust isn't just a result of successful negotiations but a key factor in reaching mutually beneficial solutions. The role of the third side in conflict resolution. The idea of the third side promotes a community-based approach to resolving conflicts, focusing on three main strategies: hosting, helping, and swarming. Each strategy contributes uniquely to promoting understanding, encouraging dialogue, and guiding everyone involved toward solutions that benefit all. This framework emphasizes that when conflicts affect everyone, It's up to the whole community to work together toward resolution. In February 2003, in Caracas, Venezuela, amid intense political unrest, a planned public dialogue unexpectedly draws over 1,000 participants, far surpassing expectations. Originally intended as a small gathering, the event evolves into a significant assembly, challenging organizers to create a space where every voice can be heard despite the deeply divided atmosphere. Inclusive hosting. A surprisingly large turnout underscored a widespread desire for inclusion and a platform to bridge deep divisions. It demonstrated the idea of hosting in action. Faced with potential violence from a large, divided crowd, organizers created an environment that welcomed everyone, respecting each person's dignity. Hosting is based on the belief that every conflict, no matter how divided, exists within a shared social framework. By promoting inclusion, we recognize our interconnectedness and the universal need to belong and be understood. Hosting is a deeply human act that encourages empathy and respect, leading to more positive and peaceful outcomes. The power of taking action. Recognizing your ability to contribute to solving conflicts is crucial. Instead of thinking you can't make a difference, shift to believing you can. This mindset shift allows you to approach problems constructively. Practical steps include listening well and asking thoughtful questions that promote understanding rather than giving advice. In October 2017, amidst growing tensions and fears of nuclear conflict with North Korea, an unconventional experiment unfolded in Boulder, Colorado. The experiment aimed to address this global issue using a method called swarming. 12 volunteers, none of them North Korea experts, gathered in a rented house for 2 weeks. Their mission is to explore innovative ways to prevent nuclear escalation. Despite their diverse backgrounds, the team was united in their goal and adopted a process of intense collaboration. They used design thinking techniques to quickly test and refine ideas, exploring various approaches to promote peace. Swarm and problem solving. Swarming is about tackling a problem from many angles at once, using teamwork to find creative solutions. You gather a diverse team to brainstorm together and explore different ideas until new, innovative answers emerge. The aim is to generate a wave of ideas that can turn a difficult situation into a positive outcome. Swarming shows that when people work together and share different viewpoints, they can come up with effective solutions to challenges. Key points. 1. Conflict resolution turns arguments into opportunities for peace and cooperation. 2. Possibilism views conflict as a chance for growth and innovation. 3. Going to the balcony involves pausing, zooming in, and zooming out in conflict resolution. 4. Constructing a golden bridge listens, creates, and attracts to transform conflicts positively. 5. The third side approach promotes community-based solutions to conflicts. 6. Inclusive hosting respects the dignity and promotes empathy in resolving deep divisions. 7. Swarming gathers diverse perspectives to creatively solve complex problems.